Good morning. Today, we continue the series we began last week on what many regard as history's greatest moral code, that is, the Ten Commandments. Today, we focus on the first commandment. This is recorded for us in Exodus 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The first commandment is a command to all and sundry to worship only the one true God. Human beings are born to worship. Human beings are wired to worship. All human beings worship. They might not worship in a traditional or organized way. They might not worship in a church, synagogue, or mosque. They might not go and worship alongside others. They might worship by themselves, but people are going to worship something, whether that something is an idea, a person, a place, or a thing. And that is where the danger lies. Human beings will worship either the God of the Bible or a God or gods of their own making. Some people believe that who or what you worship is not very important. They believe that all that is important is that one is sincere in their worship. But it is possible to be full of sincere worship and worship the wrong God. That's a major reason for the first commandment. The Ten Commandments were issued after God had just delivered Israel out of the bondage of Egyptian slavery. While in Egypt, Israel had been exposed to widespread idolatry. In some respects, the practice of Egyptian idolatry had permeated Israelite society. So in a sense, Israel was out of Egypt, but Egypt was still in Israel. The first commandment was given by God to steer the nation away from idolatry. An idol is not merely the creation of graven images of wood or stone. An idol is anything that takes the place that God ought to have in the life of a person or community. So, how do we keep the first commandment? Let me suggest three ways we keep the first commandment. One, worship God exclusively. Two, shun idolatry. Three, turn to Christ uniquely. Let's look at the first point. Worship God exclusively. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The other nine commandments speak of acts you should or shouldn't do. But the first commandment tells us how we are to relate to God as the only God. The God of the Bible is saying through the first commandment, if you are not worshiping me alone, you are not worshiping me at all. God has no interest in being one among other gods. God has no interest in being your favorite God. God is interested in being your only God. God demands absolute allegiance. God demands exclusive worship. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Of significance is that expression, before me. Every sin is committed in the Lord's face, but especially idolatry. Before me means in my face or in God's presence. It is as if a person is flaunting an idol before God's face. Theologian Kevin DeYoung, in explaining before me, says it is like a husband flaunting his lover before his wife. DeYoung writes in his book on the Ten Commandments, quote, suppose a husband came home and said, honey, it's good to see you. I want to introduce you to someone who is very special to me. Don't get me wrong, you're also very special to me, but I've met someone else. She's lovely, and I'm going to spend some time with her, but also a lot of time with you. I just want to let you know that some nights I'm going to be with her instead. I think you two will get along just fine. You'll be great friends. You both mean so much to me. DeYoung continues, what should a wife say in such a situation? That's great, dear. I'm honored that I can still be a part of your life. Hardly. The wife would say, it's me or her. Make up your mind. And if the wife were to say that with a great deal of passion, would anyone think she was being cruel, unfair, proud, or intolerant? No. We would say that she's been just the sort of wife she ought to be. She has every right to be jealous. We'd be concerned if she wasn't angry. Some relationships are meant to be either or, not both and. Marriage is a relationship that demands forsaking all others. End of quote. So it is with God. He is a jealous God. He will not share his glory with another. He demands exclusive worship because he's worthy of it. The second way we keep the first commandment is to shun all idolatry. Most persons in Jamaica and the rest of the Western world are not tempted to bow down and worship idols of wood or stone, though some might worship houses, land, cars, or money. Nonetheless, the same forces that were at work in the ancient world that made idolatry attractive are still with us today. These forces are pulling us and prodding us to trust idols, to trust something or someone else alongside the only true God. Idolatry can be subtle. There are many who are not worshiping the idols of the ancient world, but they worship such things as science and technology, the natural environment, secular humanism, not to mention the person in the mirror. The commandment, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," includes an obligation of the Christian to repudiate other gods. This notion cuts against contemporary thinking in the field of religious pluralism, where ideas of tolerance are treated as an article of faith. Tolerance has its own validity, but when it comes to the proper worship of gods, Christians are not allowed to sit on the fence. Christians cannot promote the worship of other gods. Christians cannot give validity to the existence of other gods. Christians must repudiate the idea of other gods and affirm and promote the existence of only one God, who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, Christians must affirm, promote, and worship only the God of the Bible. "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Here's now the third way we keep the first commandment. That is, to turn to Christ uniquely. The first commandment, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," is fulfilled in our Lord Jesus, whom the Father identified as his beloved Son. Jesus himself said in John 10, verse 30, "I and the Father are one." Jesus, speaking to his disciple Philip, said in John 14, verse 9, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." In other words, anyone who fails to worship Christ is not worshiping the one true God. In worshiping Christ, the Christian is worshiping the one and true God who delivered Israel out of Egyptian captivity and who also delivers sinners out of the captivity of sin and from the wrath of God. Conversely, anyone who fails to worship Christ cannot be worshiping the one true God. The first commandment means giving to Christ the worship he deserves. He is the one mediator between God and men. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. Jesus said, "If you know me, you know God. If you follow me, love me, and worship me, you worship God. When you see me, you have seen God in the flesh." One day, every Christian will see Jesus face to face. Until that time, Jesus is seen through the eyes of faith. To his disciple Thomas, who had initially doubted reports about the Messiah's resurrection, Jesus said, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." The implication from all of this is that if you don't know God in Christ, then you don't really know God. The first commandment can no longer be properly obeyed unless we worship the one who alone shows us the one true God. It isn't enough to use the word God. We are not worshiping the one true God unless we are worshiping the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first commandment demands devotion to the one God as he was and is expressed in the Son, who alone shows us the Father. There are lots of people going around in Jamaica who love to talk about Father God this and Father God that, but Father God is known only through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no relationship with the Father except through the Son, whose name is Jesus. You enter into relationship with the Father when you have entered into relationship with the Son. Persons who have not surrendered their lives to the Son don't know the Father, don't know God, and are following idols of their own choosing. The first commandment is a call to all and sundry to repent of the sin of idolatry. We continue this series next week. The Lord bless you.